so I gotta walk. Got the chalk, about to draw outlines for these ladies I'm about to slay. Got my cape on with some napalm. Shot your days gone, then the game's on. What you play, huh? Hard to get. I'll be wet for all that dry hate. Looking my way while your eyes say you and I may get off like a right lane, but I might strain. Pull up lane with a migraine. I'm a wrench to that ratchet bitch, a bench for that acid offense with a ladder, get up, phony. I said a wrench to that ratchet bitch, a bench for that acid offense with a ladder, get up, phony. Hello, miss, like, what's your name? Such a shame you don't drink, who's to blame? Cause I'm fine like I'm Cosby in the lobby of an AA meeting on a payday. We can make it rain even on a sunny day. What you say? You and I could run away. Meet up when you drop that molly off. Love that chick a Molotov while she's on the side, hating faded laying on the pavement, wasting all of my patience.
Come on, you gotta go.
Go ahead, put your best out. You gotta get up, babe, but I ask now. Come on and get up. All the bags with my hands out. You gotta get up. Step, gotta make down. Motherfucker, get up. Go ahead, put your best out. You gotta get up. All the bags, but I ask now. Come on and get up. All the bags with my hands out. You gotta get up. Step, gotta make down. Why don't you get up?
Yo, we back. Whiskey Sick Podcast episode motherfucking 15 up in your ass. I be Seth Gecko, a.k.a. Moody Hank.
And the special guest here.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Special guest, Whiskey.
Actually showed up.
Uh-huh.
He showed up. He's back. He's cool.
I heard you talking a little shit last week.
I had to talk some shit. Still going to talk some shit. Got lots of shit to talk today. That's what we do here. I don't know if you knew, but that's the gist of the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much the only thing we're good at in life.
Mm-hmm.
Not very good at anything else.
No, I would agree with that 100%.
So we just let it ride.
Let's do it.
What fuck you been doing? You got any whiskey updates? Is there anything we need to know about? I mean,
nothing, man. Just been working like a motherfucker. I went to the Rogan show last night, though.
All right, let's hear about this shit.
It's pretty dope. I went to the first show because he added the second show after he sold the first show out.
Can you put some bass in your voice, young man? Can you act like you?
I draw my balls.
To fucking be here.
Yeah. No, I went. It was cool as fuck.
Yeah.
It was funny as fuck. We were up front, like six rows up.
Let's get some details. Can you give us some of his jokes?
Yeah, he talked about
plagiarizes this motherfucker.
he's like anyone over 30 here, pretty much, and you know.
Was that everybody?
Yeah, well, there's a few fucking idiots out there that were
just sold out.
Yeah, but he was talking about how, you know, when you always found like porno in the bush, like the bushes out by the house.
What?
You never
like always found porno in the bush?
No, like you ever just been out and about and like you always would find like a old like porno mag like hidden somewhere? Like,
not one time ever in my life did I stumble upon porn randomly in a bush.
No, you never like saw like hidden in a tree or something?
What fucking tree?
Dude, I lived
Where do you go to find porn?
I found porn in the bushes and shit.
Just, where?
Dude, in Alpine when I lived up there.
Just like hanging?
We would cut
hanging
trails.
From a tree?
No, it'd be hidden like by a tree, like in a bush or something.
Like somebody tried to stash it and
yeah.
You found it?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I swear to God, it's pretty funny. It's a fucking hilarious bit.
Like this happened to you more than one time?
Yeah, because all the illegal Mexicans that lived out there, they would always like get porno like magazines from the liquor store and stuff, and they'd hide them in their little bushes out there and stuff, because that's where they lived.
Okay, now it's starting to make a little more sense.
Yeah.
And then you'd jack them?
No, I would just fucking, you'd look at them and be like, oh, that's
you
cool.
You jerk off on them and
no,
then just leave them there for them?
No, I'd never jerk off. I was like fucking 10, dude.
So what would you do with it?
Just look at them like the titties. Oh my God, what is that?
And then you just put it back?
Yeah.
You wouldn't touch yourself at all to him?
No, I was 10.
So what?
I never knew about beating off when I was 10.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't get that shit until like 11 or 12, man.
So you just, did you try to like put it back to like...
No, I was like your friend's like, oh shit, you guys want to see something cool? And you go run over there, everybody runs over there and it's like, hey, come here. And then it was here last time. And then
to the little Mexican camp and then
yeah,
just fucking...
check out some tits, hairy bush.
All together, just all circled around one magazine?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Do you have any homies that could get their little wieners up?
We didn't just pull them all out and have a circle jerk, if that's what you're talking about.
Okay.
And
just
then
asking for details.
Then he fucking talked about vegans and shit and talked about, it was
so
a good show.
So Rogan was saying that he used to find it in porn in bushes too?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh shit, me too?
And he's like, everyone over 30, I know you guys have, you know, like have seen like an old crusted up magazine hidden somewhere like that.
You know, the first porn I ever saw was actually, my brother always supplied the porn. But was trading cards, nude trading cards.
They had nude trading cards?
They had nude trading cards.
Shut the fuck
like
up.
Poker cards. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And then we go to a little park and you pass them all out. The ace was always, you know, the baddest bitch, the biggest titties.
Can you imagine if they had that shit now?
They're like two of clubs.
Would you collect
just
them?
Some skinny, tranny looking thing.
Would you collect them if they had them now?
No, I got the internet now. Times have changed.
I bet Rico and Gabby would.
But that was my... Gabby would definitely, for sure.
That fool was always saying
Ivanito
that shit.
Ivanito would, too. Ivanito's into some... this dude, Ivanito's on some shit.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's on some shit. This dude's on a wild run right now. He's chopping them down. You know, he's mowing through them right now. He's to take Michael Rapaport's... he's a stick man.
Is he?
Consummate stick man.
He's not married?
He's on some shit. He was actually talking some shit right now that he was going to come over here, but he ain't going to make it in time. I'm going to have to get this little fucker on. You wouldn't believe some of this shit. Him and Gabby be on. Gabby used to be the
dick man.
He used to be the Pro Bowl stick man, and now the teacher has, you know,
stepped aside, and the student has game up.
Yep, university level, teaching college courses and Betty's. So shout out to him. Oh, before we even get into that shit, this podcast is dedicated, I got a dedication for this, to the homie Chonies. It's his birthday today.
Is it really?
Yes, Chonies.
Fucking 40 never looked so good,
fucking
man.
Fucking 40. This motherfucker turned 35 today.
Oof.
So the podcast today will be dedicated to the homie Chonies, and hopefully one day we'll actually get him on the show. But Chonies, if you listen to this shit, happy birthday, homie. Happy birthday, homie. That's all. So the Rogan show was dope.
Yeah, it was good. The guy opening up was pretty funny, too.
Just two acts?
Yeah.
He did like two shows, I heard.
Yeah, Rogan did like an hour, and the other guy did like a half an hour. I saw Nick Hardwick there.
Who gives a fuck? Right?
Dean Lister.
You know, that's another thing we got to talk about today. You know, the NFL started.
Yeah. D-Boys played the Cardinals, huh?
D-Boys got a dub. But I wanted to get into the... we'll bring it up a little later after fight. We'll talk about concussions and shit. They had a study come out a couple weeks ago. And
everyone that's died from the NFL, 99% of them have fucking CTE.
Did you hear about this shit?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into it right now then. Yeah, and at like all levels and shit. They basically, what did they say, like 95% of anybody who's ever played football has some kind of form of CTE?
Well, what the fuck do you think would happen, man?
There we go. Now we're going down the path I was going to say.
Because if you run, I don't know,
didn't know that running head first into another man head first was going to cause fucking brain damage?
How many concussions have you had?
Like two. Two legitimately. One from snowboarding and then one from boxing. Kickboxing.
I've had like three or four, and two of them, like I would stand up and I would get fucking dizzy for like, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks. And I can't imagine going on a fucking field with a bunch of 260 pound, just jacked gorillas and just getting fucking blasted every fucking week.
And not thinking anything of it.
And just be like, oh, no.
You know who fucked up is all the boxers and combat sports dudes.
Dude, like, they could have got paid.
How the fuck did they drop the ball on that? Dude. How are these dudes getting paid? And they, you know.
Joe Frazier and like.
I didn't
how
know
come
getting punched in the head was going to cause me to fucking have brain damage.
How come all those dudes like that Frazier, Ali, Foreman and shit era, how come they're not pushing that? And like their kids aren't pushing that for his estate and shit like that? Like,
is there I guess who do you do? The athletic commission? Who do you sue? But you know what fucked it up for the NFL? The new NFL players are fucked now. Because
they
have
that shit in their contract.
Well, the old
now.
Dudes already came in and they already swooped it up. And then Will Smith fucked everybody.
Yep.
Came out with that bullshit ass movie.
Snitched on
that
him.
No one saw with his little accent and shit. And he put it all on blast. So now anybody that was planning on that being their second career. You know, after they're out of the NFL, after they're 1 or 2 years trying to make it.
It's fucked.
They're fucked. And all the old-timers, you know, which is good for the old-timers because they never got paid like these youngsters are getting paid now. But there's definitely – you can't use the excuse now that you didn't know it was going to be cause CTE.
No, and they got to have something.
And those motherfuckers were using leather helmets. These motherfuckers were using leather helmets.
Those dudes are just fucking doing coke in the back and fucking taking steroids and all that shit.
But you know what they're saying is – if you look at the CTE levels in rugby,
It's not as bad.
You know why? Because they don't wear helmets. Well, it's so like, they don't hit each other with them.
But it's like they said of making like MMA with no gloves. Like, yeah, you're going to have dudes that are going to hit you in the fucking in the face with their fists. But if you fucking put your head down and they clip the top of your head or something, they're going to break their fucking hand. So then you can't fight.
Yeah.
So it would probably make it better.
For what?
Like if you didn't have gloves when you fought.
Yeah, you're on that Rogan shit.
Well, I mean,
where he doesn't like
but that's true. Yeah, but, and that goes for fucking rugby because they don't wear helmets, so they're not going to go heads
that
up.
That works for rugby. It wouldn't work for fighting.
You don't think so?
I got beef with Rogan on that. Look, man, what's the best part of fighting? The best part is hands. You want to see hands. So if you took that, you literally would take that away. You would have just people trying to kick each other. And how easy would that be to avoid?
Well, we're talking about
hands. Would you break your hand?
But we're talking about entertainment value. We're not talking about actual.
It wouldn't be entertaining when somebody breaks their hand off the first punch, and then you're just sitting there throwing elbows.
Yeah, but we're talking about CTE though.
Yeah, well, for rugby, yes, for sure. Yeah, you know, take the helmets out of there. They won't be fucking leading with their helmets.
But football now, like,
but you know what you're getting into. You know what you signed up for. It's like a cop on the street. He knows what he's signing up for. You're walking the beat. You know that you're liable to get into some shit. When you sign up to go in the military and they ship your ass off to Afghanistan, you know when you're raiding ISIS, you know, occupied little favelas and shit out there, that you're liable to get fucking killed.
The Amir might blow you up.
That's what makes them special. That's what makes those people special, the people that sign up to do that shit. It's the same with football. With great risk comes great reward. You motherfuckers are compensated pretty well.
Who do you think gets the most, like, concussions in football? Like the linebackers and the wide receivers?
Yeah, probably the linemen. Those dudes are constantly clashing.
Yeah.
Constantly clashing. Yeah, and the linebackers rushing in and all that shit.
You think Rodney Harrison still talks like he's normal?
Yeah, most of them do. You know, there was definitely some of these old-timers that just got on board just to get on board.
Yeah.
You know, there was very, you know, some of them I'm sure had some real issues, you know, the Seau's of the world and all that kind
like
of shit.
Crazy dudes like Chuck Cecil and shit that used to just go heads up and fucking blast you out.
All those dudes. But, you know, all these other dudes are like, yo, these dudes are getting paid over here on some, you know, I'll file that too. Let me get up on this lawsuit. You know, so if the NFL is smart now, they write that shit into the contract. You ain't going to sue us for some shit that you already know is going to happen.
Well, I think the evolution of the media, too, kind of brought that about. Because, like, back in the day, like, they didn't have, like, TMZ and shit. So you can't have, like, that dude on the Bengals that's jumping on the back of the car and fucking getting killed. And then the dude's killing themselves and it's, like, a big deal, you know? What was that guy's name? Fucking,
the Bengals dude?
Yeah.
He jumped off of the back?
The back of the car and fucking... brain dead. I forget his name.
Let me look this shit up. Hold up.
And then there's like Seau's thing, and then all those dudes that fucking died like that.
Bengals receiver.
I want. Off
truck.
I forget his name. I wanted to say it was.
He was a big time receiver too.
Chris Henry. Yeah.
I before E motherfuckers, except for after C. Yeah, Chris Henry.
And then they said he had fucking retarded. That and professional wrestlers, too, man. Those dudes got that shit. That's like them saying
we didn't know steroids would kill us.
Yeah, that Benoit syndrome and shit where he went ape shit and fucking killed his old lady and his kids and stuff.
That's super overboard, you know?
That's when you mix all the good stuff. Some CTE with a little bit of fucking steroids and some coke and some drinking.
So here's what you do when you don't let your little kids play football no more.
Oh, God, we're turning into, like, a gay society now? Like, fucking, here we go.
Here's what I do. Just let them play flag football. Get rid of Pop Warner. They shouldn't really be playing high school any kind of football until, like, their junior, senior year in high school, when they're already kind of almost getting developed, fully developed.
There's too much money in it.
You could learn everything you need to learn about football, playing flag football as a kid.
Think so?
All the skills you need. What couldn't you learn?
Learn how to hit?
Tackle and shit, maybe. But you can learn that in high school. Junior and seniors should be able to play high school football.
Then we just start doping them up with steroids then?
Well, they're going to do it anyways. They'll fucking keep their biddies hanging for a little while, you know?
I don't know.
You'd have a little competition at least, you know? You'd be able to beat a few people.
Well, how many more rules are there now in football?
Locker room? How many what?
More rules where you can't like hit people and you can't do all this stuff. Because you can't go head-to-head.
I don't know why you'd want to. That's the shit. It's like these dudes fucking going over there fucking... They used to... Like, remember back at like even in the 90s and shit, these dudes would like leave their feet and like Superman head first into other dudes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're lucky you're not breaking your fucking neck. But those numbers are pretty fucking crazy. I don't know how much I believe all that shit. You know, what are the statistics on the statistics?
Yeah.
Where did they come from? Who was fucking participated in this? Who conducted it? All that kind of thing. That's 95% of this shit? I don't know, man. So basically the 5% that didn't have CTE were the kickers?
Were the kickers and the fucking, yeah, and the punter.
The guy that holds the fucking kick, the placeholder?
The placeholder.
That was it?
The backup quarterbacks?
I will tell you this, though. Football's back, motherfuckers. I was actually on Thursday, I was going to try to do a NFL preview show. I'll probably do that this week, actually, because full preseason starts on Wednesday. Them D-boys got it kick-started on Thursday. I got my predictions. What's your deal? What are you going to do this year?
I don't have football this year.
Okay, you want to tell the four listeners your background and why that is?
San Diego doesn't do football anymore.
Okay, so you're a Chargers fan.
Yeah.
And you're not anymore?
No.
Why?
Because they no longer are in San Diego.
That hurts your feelings?
It does.
Okay. So how did you feel about the second LT getting inducted into Hall of Fame yesterday?
You know my feelings on LT. I thought he was a great player.
He wasn't the real LT. You could start there.
I thought he was a great player. I really did like him when he was a Charger up until the day he sat out when he was allegedly hurt against the Colts and Rivers, who had an even worse injury, manned up and played.
He blew his knee out, didn't he?
Yeah, and manned up and played. And as he was going out to get checked out, he was flipping the fans off. Rivers telling him, fuck you, I'll be back, you watch. And LT just sat on the sidelines.
Remember this shit?
Yes.
They actually got like a little... What are these called?
Starting lineups.
Yeah, a little starting lineup of LT, and it's him sitting on the fucking bench.
Yeah.
The only thing is you got to put the helmet on, because remember he had his helmet on with the visor, and he just had their, hi, Bert. Gun, you smack, Bert.
And that's when what's-his-name played the, what is it, Michael, it's the dude that went to the Falcons. Michael Turner?
Oh, Michael Turner, the burner Turner.
Yeah.
Was that year?
Well, yeah, Turner jumped in and played.
He was fucking shit up, but then as soon as he left the Chargers, he went shit. See, what happens is those dudes are only dope because they had an LT. You know, they work really well together when you have the change of pace kind of dudes.
And you got to do like Lorenzo Neal. A dude like Lorenzo Neal just blasting fools out of the way.
He was the guy that introduced him.
Yeah. But you see, they wanted to fine Gates for, I don't know if they're going to fine him, but they told him he couldn't go out there because he had to be at camp or something.
Yeah, I can see that. What if Rivers wants to go out there too? Now you're missing your guys. You got the first preseason game coming up.
It's kind of bullshit.
Eh, I guess. But, you know, they got a job to do. Did you see that LT now? He made the statement he's going in as a San Diego Charger. He didn't play for the LA Chargers. But he is now employed for the LA Chargers.
They're all employed.
He works for Spanos. He's like an advisor to Dean Spanos now. How's that feel to you, baby Bubba? Mm-hmm. For the keys and G's, motherfucker. You look salty. You look salty. You look like you just got, you know.
It's like putting your hands on your head and letting someone just fucking rip you in the nuts.
Yep. Just pile drive you. Yep. Bend you over. Mm-hmm. Face down, ass up.
Just fucking just not
right over you.
Not even throwing one little spit on the shaft. Just
hurts,
fucking
huh?
Boom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so you're not even going to pay attention at all.
I don't give a fuck about football.
Don't give a fuck about football. Those are some strong ass, salty ass, salt and vinegary ass fucking words right there.
Yep. And the last game I'll ever watch was watching fucking that. Well, it was funny, but it also pissed me off. Was watching the Falcons blow the fucking Super Bowl. But the only thing that was funny about that was when the owner came down and was like, oh, I'm going to come down on the field.
Yo, after halftime? He's feeling
himself.
Started
feeling himself. You see him just fucking with his swag
doing
walking
the Macarena
down
there. And shit just, on the sidelines.
Yeah, just swagging like, yeah. And then watching his face
dick
slowly
swinging.
Just fucking turn. Tom Brady's just like.
Hacky sacking his nuts, say, hanging so goddamn low.
Yeah. Tom Brady's like.
How quickly that changed, huh?
Oh, I see what you got. This one's for you, Aaron Hernandez.
Damn.
Did they check his brain?
Yeah, he had it.
He did?
He did have it. That's what they said. I'm pretty sure they checked his fucking brain. He had a whole lot of other shit going on. He had problems before he had any kind of CTE.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say about that shit. So the NFL's back. Stay tuned. I got my predictions. You already know it's going to be a Dallas Cowboys, New England Patriots Super Bowl. I'll give you all the division winners.
Weren't the D-Boys going to go to the Super Bowl last year?
They were going to go every year. I'm not sure what your fucking point is.
I watched the game here.
It's been 20. Yeah, you did.
The first time I never seen you.
You saw them get fucking ripped off again by the fucking Packers.
It's the first time I've never seen you yell at a football game.
I just kind of knew what was going to happen.
Hiding up on the stairs.
That shit hurt. You know, but hey, the D-Boys were down 21-3 after some shenanigans by the refs to the Packers again. The second straight time they played them in the fucking playoffs, the refs had to beat us in the Packers game.
Who's the quarterback?
Dak Prescott comes back from a 21-3 down, ties it at 28, then ties it at 31. And then somehow that kick went through the fucking uprights, man.
So is Dak your quarterback?
Yeah, Dak's our quarterback. Who the fuck else would be our quarterback?
Your boy.
Romo's gone.
Where'd he go?
He's in the booth.
Is he?
Yeah, he's at CBS, man. They had him on the preseason game. He was, like, practicing and shit with Dick Enberger, whoever the fuck was up there.
He retired?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
He's the fuck out of here, son.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Tony Romo retired?
Yes. It's Dak. It's all Dak now.
Shut the fuck up.
Where the fuck have you been?
Not paying attention to football, apparently.
Jesus Christ. That was like the biggest thing this whole year is how they were fucking, everybody was, Mark Cuban had this fool play a game for the Mavericks as like a send-off.
No shit.
He dressed in the Mavericks uniform and was like on the bench, and they tried to actually get him in the game, but the NBA commissioner said like, no, he can't actually play.
No shit.
Yeah, man. Then everybody was bitching because everybody was showing so much love to Tony Romo, who was a guy who never won anything and all this that.
Fuck, maybe I got CTE. Holy shit.
I don't know how the fuck you missed all that. That's all anybody's been talking about the whole offseason was Tony Romo fucking retiring. So it's Dak's show. He doesn't have nobody looking over his shoulder while he's pissing at the urinal. It's all him now.
Yeah.
He can focus on his stream.
Just hope none of your guys get busted.
Nice and strong.
Hopefully none of your guys get busted for shoplifting anymore. Or...
Are you making a joke because you know another one did?
Isn't that the word on the street?
Did you know that another one got busted?
Then we talked about it like 2 weeks ago.
But you know it wasn't him?
Yeah, lookalike. The racial profiling.
We cut his ass anyways, lucky whitehead. Only poor sucker MC to get caught for shoplifting.
It's like Craig, man.
Damn, if you're the dude that actually got caught, how quick thinking are you? Oh, yo, I look like this dude that plays for the Cowboys. Let me give him his fucking, this name. But they said he even had his fucking social security number.
Because you know that guy uses that to pull bitches,
God
dude.
Damn.
You know that guy's just
what
out
a hustle.
There.
Not only is he pulling hoes, he got out of jail for that shit.
Yeah.
And then here's Lucky Whitehead.
Hey, don't
call
coach. Don't call coach, please.
This fool's like, yo, I was in goddamn Dallas. How the fuck was I over here in this other state? And they're like, nah, we don't want to hear that shit. Get the fuck up out of here.
Getting fired on your day off.
Yeah.
Stealing boxes.
When you ain't even in the same state.
How you get fired on your day off?
Don't let that fucking door hit you on the way out, motherfucker. But I didn't do it. You liar, you. Yeah.
They ain't got me on video.
God, unluckiest day ever, man. Fuck. That's a bad day at work. I got another dude who had a bad day at work, but I'm going to save that. I'm going to see if you've ever had a worse day than this motherfucker. But we'll come back to that. There's some fight shit. I got to go over real quick. I know you don't give a fuck about boxing. You don't know fucking boxing. But last night was Vasyl Lomachenko. He fought this dude named Mariaga. No idea who the fuck he was, so I don't even need to mention his first name.
Lomachenko kill him or what?
Lomachenko played with him. He toyed with him. He taunted him. He fucking patted him on the butt in the middle of the fucking ring. He just fucked with him. Mariaga came out. He wasn't afraid until he was afraid. And then... He just started getting his ass. I mean, he started eating like Lomachenko literally did the Cyborg versus Avenger, where he just let him
just
want
to get
survive.
Some rounds in because he didn't want to just end it real quick because he went through a camp
until like the 6th, 7th round. This fool starts eating like 10-piece KFC bucket, 10-piece combos, and starts like wondering how he ended up in this position. Starts looking like fucking a fucking white kid in a trench coat just walked in the gymnasium. He starts looking for the way out, looking for the exits and shit in the middle of the ring. And,
what do you do when you're like...
He quit on the stool. It's the third dude in a row that Vasyl Lomachenko, that the dude quit on the stool in between rounds.
Well, what do you do when you get like a couple rounds in and you realize like, oh, this sucks. This is just fucking bad.
Oh, you're the dude getting tanked on?
Yeah.
Do
you just go out there and hope to get knocked out? Or do you just say, hey, this isn't my night, and I'm good with this?
I think you just start throwing and throwing and throwing and throwing. And this dude was running and running and running and running. He landed a couple shots. He actually marked up Lomachenko. And then he hit him with his headbutt, which I thought was a little convenient, that cut him.
Just getting stalked all around the ring.
That's what it was, dude. Fuck, man. It was bad. It was like, oh, shit. And then you knew he could just – it was – did you see the Cyborg fight?
No.
It was exactly like that, though. Like, this Evinger chick only got to the third round because Cyborg just let her get to the – she didn't come out like her normal self and just throw bombs and just get it out. It was like she wanted to just get some work in. That was Lomachenko. He wanted to get some work
basically
in.
They're deciding if you are going to live or die.
Yeah. They're like, you know, fucking
– fuck that.
But Lomachenko, he needs to fight this guy named Guillermo Rigondeaux, probably around 130 pounds. That's the next fucking fight to make. The next big fight is on ESPN. I love how they're putting all these fights on ESPN. This shit was on ESPN last night.
Sure.
And they got this guy named Terrence Crawford, who's been mentioned as possible opponent for Lomachenko in the future. Problem is, Loma's fighting at 130. Crawford's around 145, 147. Maybe they can meet at 140. Bob Arum, who's the promoter for both those fighters, says not likely, but maybe down in the future. So hopefully we get Rigondeaux up next against Vasyl Lomachenko. If you don't know who Vasyl Lomachenko is, shame on you. He's the baddest striker in the world, period. Probably the best boxer I've ever seen in my life. Two-time gold medalist in the Olympics. And this dude, Rigondeaux, who I'm hoping he fights, is also a gold medalist in the Olympics.
Why don't they make those super fights?
They're starting to now. They're starting to. Like Canelo, Triple G. You had Kovalev versus Andre Ward. You got fucking McGregor versus
you don't hear too much about
analogy.
You don't hear too much about the McGregor like Mayweather fight too much anymore. Like they had that press conference hype like that, and it's kind of tapered off a little bit.
They're both. So I watched the All Access. You should check that shit out that they do on Showtime. You can find it online. And I don't know if this is on purpose or what. I'm pretty sure it is because Floyd's a savvy motherfucker. But the episode's like 25 minutes long, the second one.
Yeah.
And it was all Conor McGregor's portion was him just training like a fucking monster. He's huge. He's so ripped right now, dude. He's training so crazy. And there was no training from from Floyd Mayweather's side. He was at skating rinks. He was at a strip club. He was in the shopping mall fucking dropping 25 grand for a purse for his, like, 15-year-old daughter. Buying, you know, spending, giving his kid, his son, 10 grand to go, you know, buy shop.
Yeah, go to the arcade. Here you go.
Yeah. There was no training at all from Mayweather's side. And I was like, well, maybe they just don't want – he doesn't want them showing him training, you know, keep his secrets and shit. I hope that's the case. I'm pretty sure that's the case because Floyd's always been a monster in the gym. He's always trained hard. He's not one of those slouches. I just found it real – I hope he's not strategic. Taking him this long, taking him this lightly. It's got to be strategic.
Yeah, he ain't stupid.
I mean, but halfway through, I'm like, man, is he really, really – could he possibly be sleeping on Conor this bad? That's going to come back and bite you in the ass. But the big news is
– or he's going to get like $1 billion in the fucking rematch if it does happen.
He don't want to get that one. He don't want that one. He don't want 49-1. Yeah. He don't want that. That ruins his whole fucking legacy, man. You've been paying attention to this Paulie Malignaggi shit?
Yeah, because I was listening to the Big Brown Breakdown, and he was saying that he was on it twice, and they contacted him to come out, and he's going to – they were going to pay for him to come out there and stuff like that. So he had one guy that was fighting, and then he went to Vegas. And he said he was going to help him out and stuff.
So what I read a while ago.
And then I saw that picture.
I was confused by the Big Brown Breakdown and Paulie Malignaggi out there talking about them. He was going in there to help him spar.
Yeah, because him and McGregor, I guess, had some choice words before that.
And we're going to chronicle that right now. But McGregor in the past, before all this, said, he was saying, I'm going to bring him in to beat his ass. I ain't bringing him in to spar. I'm bringing him in to answer for all the bullshit he was saying. So here's what Paulie Malignaggi said last December, before this was even close to official, when they were just kind of talking about this shit. Here's this shit. Greasy.
Chin down either, so I can put my chin up.
Greasy.
And then we give him a good target hit, you know? And then you just have him on the thing, you know? And then we can do all that. And we'll see if he can still beat him. The fuck does he think he's going to scare in a boxing ring? I mean, I'll put the camera guy against them and it'll be competitive.
Crazy. That was the most retarded analogy I ever heard in my goddamn life. You'd be better trying to compare table tennis to actual tennis than a fucking golf and hockey.
So that was what?
First, so we'll let that fucking go.
9 months ago?
This was December 11, 2016. Running his mouth. Talking mad greasy. This fucking dude talking about my hand behind my back, put ankle weights. Put a block under my chin so I can't. The cameraman would do better, you know, could probably give him a good fight, you know, all this bullshit. So, fast forward to the little press conference and stuff. They asked Connor about this shit, and here's his response. So there you go. You bringing him in to spar, you bringing him in. He's coming in to beat your ass. So, and even on that Big Brown Breakdown, Palomadri kind of knew that. So, I don't know where all this, you know.
Why would you bring someone in your camp like that that you got beef with?
You just to beat his ass. You knew what. Malinaji had to know what he was going there for. He was going to make an example of him. He was going to put his ass on a. And even in that first breakdown, the first episode he did, Malinaji said, like, I get it. They're going to put pictures of me getting owned, only those pictures. Of course that's what they're going to do. Well, why would they? You know, that's how they're going to hype up Conor McGregor. See, you need to hype up McGregor, and you need to bring Mayweather down a little bit to make it seem.
You think it's all a ploy?
I think Paul Malignaggi actually got his fucking feelings hurt.
You think so?
On some bullshit. I mean, what the fuck did you think you were going in there for? And you ran your mouth. You retired. You came in fat as fuck, out of goddamn shape. You complained about I took a flight from over cross country, and I got off the plane. They want me to do 12 rounds. What were you going
to
be there for?
Yeah,
were
you,
were
go
you going
spa?
There to fucking watch him?
Were you going to the spa or what?
Yeah, we'll fucking do some yoga with him, you know, in between rounds or something. What the fuck do you think you were going to be there for? And you got pieced up, and now you're over here saying that you kicked his ass and, you know, Connor.
He said he was crying during body shots.
Whimpering and all this. No, he wasn't. Look, this dude takes knees. This dude takes shins. This dude takes a lot of shit. Now, he's saying the same shit that Nate Diaz said after that first fight. Remember, he said he hit him a couple knees against the cage, and he kind of heard him go, oof, I can understand that. You know, first of all, that's a dude that's, you know, three times the size of you, Malignaggi. That's a dude that's throwing knees in the clinch. That's a whole different ball game here. So you come in. You get your ass whooped. Of course, they're only going to show pictures of you getting knocked down. Conor McGregor didn't say he knocked you down or knocked you out. Nobody said any of that.
So he got butthurt because the internet trolls just went ape shit on him. Like,
yeah,
oh,
they start saying you got knocked out.
And then you get your feelings hurt and you feel like your manhood got checked.
So now all of a sudden his tone turns into, I whooped his ass, I kicked his ass. And all. Your face says otherwise. And then he starts saying, well, I wear open face headgear. That's cool and all, but
you,
still
of that?
You still get your fucking face fucking boxed off. Even with open face, let's see. After sparring.
I beat the brakes off of him.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. There were some pictures of him. He had like a... Oh, this is... Here it is. He had some black eye shit going on. He had a lot of little shits going on. He got boxed up is what happened. He got boxed up. And he's having a hard time. So, look, you retired back in March, homie. Before that, you got your ass kicked like two or three times. The last couple times you stepped in the ring, you were mad slow. You're way undersized for a Conor McGregor. Dude's taller, bigger, stronger, faster. He's 20-something years old, 29 years old. It's not a big deal, you know? Here's that picture of him. It was obviously a push down because you could see Cortez coming in to kind of stop it.
Yeah.
It was a push down. You don't fall that way. I get it. But who cares? Paulie, you went out like a bitch.
All that picture is the fucking boost ratings, man.
Exactly. What did you think they were going to do? They're going to show you hitting Connor? You know what I mean?
Like, if Mayweather got just hit during training and got dropped,
see,
you damn well no one's going to leak that picture. And if they did, like, they're dead.
See, Mayweather's camp's taking the opposite route. They're trying to play down Mayweather. They're trying to say he's old, he can't train the same way. They're trying to make it
so when he comes
seem
in,
like just... Connor has an actual chance. You know, none of them actually think that Connor has an actual chance.
No.
Other than me. I'm the only one in the world. And Brendan Schaub. I don't know. What's your official prediction on this goddamn fight? You've been mad quiet over there. I've been putting my heart and soul on the fucking line on wax, son. Fifth round TKO, Conor McGregor. That's what I got on wax, son.
If he hits him, he's going to fucking hurt him.
Is he going to hit him?
I don't know.
Or is it going to be this Max from First Take over there?
Saying that he's not going to get one punch?
Not one punch.
He'll hit him. But he's not like if he lands a clean fucking shot, he'll hurt him really bad.
That's like saying if you took a college running back and put him in the NFL, he wouldn't gain one fucking yard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The fuck out of here.
I don't know, man. Mayweather's good. Yeah.
Kellerman's just a fucking boxing shill, which I understand. He knows absolutely nothing. I got a whole rant on him that I got planned coming up.
And I think that's why this fight's getting the attention it is, because we just fucking don't know.
That's the best part about it. Yeah. Nobody's selling this as a great boxing match, as a great matchup. Nobody's saying that.
You know,
that's Rigondeaux versus Vasyl Lomachenko.
It's like going to TJ for a fucking donkey show, like... How is this going to work? Is this possible? What's going to happen?
You're not actually turned... Well, I don't know about you. I'll speak for myself. Yeah. You're not actually turned on by a donkey fucking bitch.
You just want to watch this shit.
Are you?
No.
Okay. But you want to just see it.
Yeah, you want to see if this fucking really is true. Is this
How does
happen?
It work? What are the logistics of this? Yeah. Like,
does this work? Is this... What's going to happen?
Yeah, how do they get it in?
Yeah.
You know? And then once it in, do they just, like, let it go free? You know? Yeah. Like, are there any support, you know, to make sure it doesn't go all the way? Yeah, you just want to see what's going on.
You want to hear what all the hype's about.
And you want to go home and tell your homies and what you saw.
Yeah.
You know? That's what this is. It's a spectacle.
Weren't they saying that some of the contract that McGregor can't, like, fake leg kicks and shit?
I don't know that he can't fake. I don't know why he can't fake leg kicks. I'd be... Oh, there you go. That's another picture from their sparring that they posted. His face is pretty swolled up on that side right there. I beat his ass. Whatever, Pauly. I actually like Pauly Malignaggi.
I mean, even if he did beat McGregor's ass, like, McGregor has so much more pull on social media that it's like, you just look silly trying to fight
I'm sure Pauly landed shots. I'm sure it was good. But like he said on that breakdown, or he said after this, is that Pauly started doing really well in the middle rounds, 5 and 6, and then he gassed out, and then 11 and 12 were all Connor, and Connor was just tanking on him. Those were his words. He started whooping his ass in 11th and 12th, which is good news if you're a Conor fan because, you know...
You know he's going to go past 5?
He can go 12.
Yeah.
And come on strong. He's going to have to take rounds off, though. He's not going to be able to go hard for 12 straight rounds. But, I mean, we got a long time to break this down. We got a couple more weeks because...
Irish Rocky Balboa, man.
It would be some shit, man. You know, I just watched that movie Creed.
You like it?
The last one. Did you see it?
Yeah. You like it?
It was actually pretty good.
They're making 2.
They're making another one.
Yeah, Drago's going to be in it.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. I love the Rocky movies.
So what, is it going to be Apollo's kid fighting Drago's kid?
Mm-hmm.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
I love Rocky movies, man.
Of course, but you didn't
The only one I didn't like was the Tommy Gunn one.
And what did you think about the one with Tarver, Antonio Tarver?
I thought that one was good, too.
What?
Yeah. It was corny as fuck at the end, man. It was corny as up during the fight.
You sound like Pauly Malignaggi right now talking shit.
It was a good fucking movie.
Ain't nobody buying all that bullshit right now. But we basically don't have any UFCs for a while. But we got to talk about some shit. I'll get into the next couple. There's a UFC fight night on September 2nd. That's the next one. I'm not going to talk about this shit.
Your boy, fucking greatest welterweight of all time?
Okay, yeah, we got to get into this. So, we famously predicted in UFC 214. What did we say about Woodley versus Maya?
It was going to be the boringest fight you've ever fucking seen, that if you want to go and make food or take a break, it would be that fight. Mm-hmm. I actually predicted Maya would...
You predicted Maya, huh?
Yeah, it would get the rear naked choke. Apparently, that didn't happen.
And just a little footnote, I had Cormier winning the first 2 rounds, and I was looking pretty sweet for a second.
He looked good.
And then he got fucked. And then and he looked good until he didn't.
John Jones just fucking when he kicked him and he just went out for the fucking kill. Did you see that shit?
It was brutal.
Oof.
It was brutal.
Like he wanted to kill him.
He did. And he did. but let's get back to Woodley. So here's what Woodley said. I don't know if you heard, but so Dana was pissed about this fight.
Yeah.
So he says GSP was supposed to fight the winner of that fight.
He said, fuck that.
He said, fuck all that. You're going to go fight at middleweight. At least I know Bisping's going to come and try to actually make it a fight. So Woodley says, well, by default, if GSP isn't willing to fight me at welterweight, that makes me the greatest welterweight of all time. So
he's got CTE.
First off,
he's crazy.
You don't dictate your own legacy, motherfucker. You don't get to write the fucking history books. We do. Have you ever heard Michael Jordan come out and say he was the greatest of all time?
No.
No. Kobe Bryant ever say that shit?
No.
LeBron say that shit?
No.
You hear Tom Brady say any of that shit?
No.
Everybody else says that about him, right?
They just fuck bitches and get money.
Right. You don't get to fucking write your legacy. You don't get to fucking narrate it. When they do a 30 for 30 special on you, it ain't your fucking voice.
All he did, though, say he was greatest.
He did. He did.
He's got the asterisk.
And he kind of was. Yeah. He's around there. I don't really have him as the greatest, but he was there. If he hadn't to take, you know, dodged the draft and shit, who knows what he would have done. But so this guy comes out. He starts talking about he's the greatest of all time by default. The fact that you even say by default, what champion would even want to be considered who the greatest of all time by default? You know what I mean? Like, if you're the greatest of all time, you don't want to be considered the greatest of all time by default. You want to go out there and have to prove that you're the greatest of all time.
I get Dana White's statement because that's cool, man. You did win, and that's awesome. But people pay to watch you fight. So you got to put on a show, too, you know?
Especially.
You can't just stuff takedowns and, like, have chances to go in for the kill and fucking end the fight. Because that's a true champion. That's a true warrior right there. But when you just fucking stuff a takedown, you got long arms and you just keep him at bay and you just fucking jab and just you work you Mayweather a motherfucker.
The third round, you know he's gassed. He ain't ever going to take you down. Now's your time to shine. But here's the problem with Woodley even worse. He's the one that's been playing the fucking race card over and over again after his fight, saying he can't get promotion because he's black and he can't get money fights and he wants money fights and he's doing the whole Demetrius Johnson thing.
No one wants to watch him fight if you're boring, dude.
And then you come out and do this.
Do you want to watch two old people fuck? No.
Fuck no.
So why would you want to watch a boring? I mean, I would probably just
once in a while. You
know, I'd flip
it
on.
You never fuck with GILF porn?
I've seen some old shit. It's weird, but.
Tell me you haven't beat off to
GILF. I've never beat off to it.
You've never seen a GILF?
I've seen it.
A real life GILF? There's no GILF on this earth that you would smash? No granny?
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm not going to pay money. Yeah. But you know, you don't want to watch boring shit.
Okay. So when you have an opportunity to take matters into your own hands, state your fucking claim, actually make some money, become a dude that people want to fucking see, you go and do that shit.
Cerrone has lost two fights in a row.
Mm-hmm.
More people want to watch Cerrone fight,
right?
Than Woodley, because
same with Lawler
and Lawler too, man. Because those two dudes, they're gonna go for the fucking kill, win or lose, and people respect it. I mean, sometimes they're like, "Oh fuck, dude, like don't do that." But
yeah, I'll bring up a obscure name. You remember Chris Lieben?
Yeah, Chris Lieben just fucking swung for the fucking fences, man. He was either he was either gonna KO that guy and fucking kill him, or he was gonna fucking die trying.
Now, it's not the smartest if you want to have a long career, but hey, people wanted to watch him fucking fight.
Yeah.
He's actually making a comeback in a smaller league now.
Is he?
Yeah. So, Mr. Woodley, fuck you. You ain't even close to the greatest of all time. You've only defended your belt against two fighters. You defended it against the same guy twice. One was a fucking draw. The second one, which was actually a good fight. The second one was a fucking another snooze goddamn fest. You didn't do a goddamn thing until the last 30 seconds of the fight.
And he lost to Rory.
You got your ass pieced up by Rory McDonald. And then now you come out, you fight Damian Maia. I get it. If your tactics were to stuff those takedowns, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt till the third round. You know, you were still fighting off those takedowns. After the third round, this dude's gassed. It's 100% obvious that after you've stuffed 20 takedowns, he ain't going to get you down to the ground. Now's your time to go in for the kill and put some fucking hands on him. You threw the two together through 60 fucking punches. That was a total. total amount of strikes from both fighters was 60. Set an all-time low in a title fight. 60. So
Lawler throws that in one round.
So we were 100%.
Yeah.
It sounded like just dry hate. Sounded like we were just, you know, talking greasy.
Would you say Maya's been a part of the two fucking most boring fights, title fights ever?
All time, yeah. That time he fought Anderson Silva. It's the second time. And that's why it took him 7 years to get another title fight. Because Dana had to have known this was going to happen. The best thing that happened, though, for Dana, if there was a positive, Maya didn't win.
Yeah.
Because that's all you were going to see. I mean, look at the fight that he had against Masvidal to get him there. First of all, I didn't think he won it, but two, he just sat on his back and did nothing. He literally just laid on didn't even lay. He was just like standing in a standing position against the cage with his back and didn't even do nothing. Didn't even throw strikes from the position to try to land a choke. It was bad.
It's an entertainment too, man, you know?
Check this card out, though. UFC 215 on September 9th. There's a fight night on September 2nd. Duran Duranemi's fighting on that. She's a little punk. Punked out on fighting Cyborg and gave up her belt at 145 because she was terrified. We've got Demetrius Johnson fighting Ray Borg, which we don't give a fuck about. We got Nunes versus Shevchenko finally. If Nunes shows up.
She doesn't get a sinus infection again?
You know, take your Sudafed, bitch.
Yeah.
Take the Sudafed all week. Clear your nostrils. Clear your sinuses up. But this right here, homie, this shit right here.
That dude scares the shit out of me.
Francis Ngannou versus Junior Dos Santos. Woof. Woof. Motherfucker. Woof, motherfucker. This is a slob. We're going to find out real quick if Francis Ngannou was a fucking...
Is legit.
If he wins this, he's got the next title
shot.
Look
at that next one down, though.
Stevens? Stevens versus Melendez, Gilbert Melendez. We'll get into real deep when it comes up. This is already a month away, but
that's gonna be a
Jeremy
banger,
Stevens
dude.
Versus Gilbert Melendez. What a fucking smoke! Look at this shit. Neil Magny versus Rafael Dos Anjos. I don't know what to think about that shit.
What did they find at 70?
70. Rafael went up. He just won. He beat Tarek Safadine in his last fight at 170, his debut. This is a sick ass woman's fight. Sarah McMahon versus Ketlin Vieira. I've actually seen that girl fight before. She's a badass too. Sarah McMahon's a U.S. Olympic wrestler. Badass. Latifi. This right here.
Wilson Reyes.
Wilson Hayes. From.
He's down at.
Dago. What is
Alliance.
It? Alliance Training. These are the last two title challengers at 125 pounds. So it's Henry Cejudo versus Wilson Hayes. The last two title challengers who both lost to Demetrius Johnson. They're fighting each other. Great fucking fight. This card is dope. Dope as a motherfucker. I'll still be streaming it.
Did you watch that combat jiu-jitsu?
I saw that Ilama girl won again. She won the belt.
The belt's at the gym.
Did you see that video of her getting her ass spanked? Did it turn you on?
A little bit.
Did it?
A little bit.
Yeah, what do you think of that little Betty? A little Sheila?
She's fucking... She can scrap, dude. Mm-hmm. She's going to be that Bellator champ.
What's she at? 125? 115?
Like 125, I think.
I'm going to have to go down to 115 if she gets into UFC. They might make a 125 division for women. But I think even if that were the case, she'd still have to go down to 115.
You think that'll get bigger, the combat jiu-jitsu? I think it's kind of cool.
It's kind of cool. It's kind of gimmicky, too, though. It's kind of like old school pancration shit.
Yeah, but you're not going to be able to play around like a jiu-jitsu. Like, you know, you got to keep your shit tight because you're going to get fucking...
That's true. She was going for that little heel hook, and homegirl was just straight up slapping her ass. Just slapping the shit out. You can palm strike?
Yeah.
It's palm striking, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that's the shit. I did a pancration tournament one time. There were still people punching us in the face and shit.
How'd you like to be the first dude to get a knockout in fucking combat jiu-jitsu?
Just slapping somebody? You've seen those slap contests in like the strip clubs in the South? Motherfuckers be getting deaded. He'd be getting deaded up over there off that shit. First, what if Nate Diaz KO'd somebody with a Stockton slap?
It's a second career right there.
That's it, dude. Like, you retire and that you're like... You're not the greatest of all time, but, like, fan-wise, you are. You know what I mean?
You just get up and you're like, Stockton, motherfucker. Yeah,
you just, like, you're like an effigy at that point. You're like, I'd pray to him. I would make a little fucking little statue, and I would pray to the Diaz brothers if one of them won by a Stockton slap KO. Oh, my God. And then if you're the dude that got knocked out by the slap, do you retire? You have to, right?
Just got to lay low for a little bit.
You just disappear, dude. You crawl into a fucking hole. you basically crawl into the hole that Bobby Valentino crawled into. You seen this shit? Hold up. Let me save this shit.
How does this shit happen to people?
How does it happen? Hold on. Okay. So first of all, do you know who Bobby Valentino is?
Yeah, he used to be a singer.
R&B singer.
Now he's into chasing tail.
Who do we got to blame for this? Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy opened the door for all this shit. He was the first one to show these transsexuals love. They owe everything that they have right now. Caitlyn Jenner, all them motherfuckers, should be paying homage to Eddie Murphy, you know, when he was rolling with the top down with a couple trannies in the back seat back in the day. He started this whole fiasco. Have you seen this video?
No. Play this shit.
So this motherfucker, here's the backstory. Bobby Valentino was exposed by tranny. That's what this says. And tranny is not a derogatory word. I'm not a tranny to say whether it is or not, but it's just an abbreviation for the word transsexual, you know? So I say tranny. But basically, he smashed out, and he refused to pay her. And so homegirl goes on like this. Bobby V, y'all. You don't even got his pants on. He's trying to run. She's trying to fucking get him on video. Homie's running without shoes, dog. He's in his socks running down the hallway.
Does it see what she looks like?
Like a dude, homie. Like, I saw some picture of her as a dude, and it's a dude. Like, you
can, well, you can hear it. You can tell the voice wasn't even close. But
to
I want to see, like, I want to see her face or his face or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
His face?
No, the tranny.
I think this is it. This could be. I saw one. I don't know that this is it. They showed a picture of the chick as a dude before she was a fucking female. Is that it? There you go. But anyways, so homie is getting chased. You haven't seen the video. You got to see the fucking video. Talk about getting yourself into some shit, right? Homie's.
The fact of the matter is, he knew it was a tranny.
100%. How could you not know it was a tranny?
Dude, that looks like a dude with blonde hair.
That's a dude. It's a dude, and it's cool if that's, you know, what you're into. If that's what you're into, you gotta just kind of at that point, do you just do the bee rabbit and just like
admit?
Yeah,
it.
I'm into trannies. So what?
Kill myself.
Homie doesn't even... He's running throughout the house. The homegirl is trying to chase him throughout the house with her camera on. He's in his chonchons and socks. He gets his pants on. He tries to run out the door. He don't even put his shoes on. He's in his socks running down the hallway of this, like, seedy-ass apartment. And she's, Bobby V, come back. Bobby V, you left your keys. So he didn't even... He don't even got his keys to it. He don't even have an escape route planned.
No shoes, no fucking... No,
no
keys.
Phone, no. Damn. Nothing. So he can't call an Uber. You just look for Bobby Valentino. What are you driving by and you see Bobby Valentino
so has
in a
all
pair
his,
of socks walking down the street?
She has all his shit?
So yeah, he just left it.
She can go through all that and...
Why don't you just pay her? This is that Warren Sapp shit. You remember when Warren Sapp
got
caught with the hookers?
Yeah,
he refused to pay him, and then he got caught ass naked. He got locked out of the hotel room, and he's in the fucking hallway ass naked with two hookers inside with all his shit. You didn't learn from that? At least he was with two chicks.
Dang.
You get caught up with a tranny? Okay. It's 2017. We can get over that.
Dude.
Why wouldn't you pay, though?
I don't know.
You know what's going to happen here, right? You're going to be Snapchatted. This is going to be all over the fucking...
How do these dudes not know they're trannies?
He knows it's a tranny.
Because
that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's his thing. His thing is trannies.
Why? What?
So if you're so insecure about people finding out that you're in the trannies.
Pay him.
Pay him. Pay the young lady. And then go about your way. Go about your business. Now, where do you go to meet a tranny?
I don't know. I'll tell you.
I asked you a question knowing the answer to it. back pages.
Yeah.
You go to the back pages. You go to Craigslist. This dude's in a CD-ass back page caper. Goes through with it, follows through with it, goes, shows up to this lady's fucking, you know, apartment here, comes with no dough, thinks he's gonna get the fucking celebrity discount. That's what happened here. I'm Bobby V. You can give me that dick for free. Like, say you were just there just to fuck her, right?
But he's not, like, it still has a dick, right?
Yeah. So,
what are you fucking in the ass and jerking it off at the same time?
You're there with this tranny, right? We're talking whiskey. Whiskey's with the tranny. We don't know how your life ended, you know, came to this moment. But somehow, some way, your decisions have led you to this moment where all of a sudden you wake up, you're smashing out a tranny. She asks you for payment. It's time to pay her. You don't have no dough on you. And she says, that's fine, but you got to suck this dick. You can suck this dick, and we'll call it even. You sucking that dick, or are you Bobby Valentino out the door?
Jumping out the fucking window, dude, because life does not get any lower.
But okay, now you're not paying, so now she comes out with the Snapchat. No filters. No filters on this Snapchat. It's 100% whiskey. There's no Photoshopping. There's no filters to disguise you. This is whiskey, 100% whiskey. That's when your hat's not on. Your glasses aren't on.
That's when you play the I Found God card.
You don't suck the dick?
No.
What if she just wants to fuck you?
Oh.
You fucked her. Now she just wants to fuck you. We'll call it even. I won't put you on Snapchat. I won't put you on blast. This won't go out to TMZ. There will be no memes. No. You can just go about your life.
No.
You take it.
Yeah.
You take getting put on blast like
I would
this.
Fucking kill myself. What would you do? Life is not going to get any worse.
I'm sucking the dick, homie. I'm sucking the dick. What do you mean? What am I doing? You want to get put on blast like this? Close your eyes.
You're going to suck
it. Put it in your mouth.
You're going to suck a dick.
Here's what you do. You give it your best fucking effort to make it as quick as motherfucking possible.
Do you cry like Cormier
when you're
in there?
Work that jaw. Yes. Tears all over the shooter, homie. Dripping down. But you give it your best fucking effort in hopes that she busts in about 30 seconds, and it was only 30 seconds of you sucking a tranny dick. And then you completely Men in Black yourself, completely Total Recall yourself, and forget all about this bullshit. You don't tell a single fucking soul, and you just completely eliminate it from your memory. And you chalk it up as a life experience. That's what you do.
Rock bottom.
Yes. You don't tell nobody. You don't even write it in your goddamn diary. You don't fucking get put on blast like this.
Dang.
This is the last thing you do.
How did you,
good thing Bobby Valentino didn't call you for his fucking lifeline on what to do. Well, run, homie, run. That was your shit. I'm only in my socks. I don't even got my pants. Run, homie.
No, man. I said take the belt off your fucking pants. Tie that shit in the fucking doorway. Start hanging, homie.
Do you punch her in the face and grab the phone?
Yeah, you could totally do that.
Is that that's okay. Let me take back the sucking the dick thing. Maybe I do that first.
You fucking push kick that bitch right in the fucking chest. Come with a flying knee. Beat that shit down. Take your shit and go, if I ever fucking hear about this again, I'm going to fuck you up.
Now, what if she whoops your ass? Now you're in real deep, dog. If she whoops your ass and now she's standing over you.
Because now you're getting bullied. Phone, now you're getting bullied.
This shit just got way out of hand.
You're looking like that dude that game beat up with the cell phone. Yeah. Fucking
40 Glock.
40 Glock when he's fucking videotaping you, fucking
punching
you
in the face with one fucking hand.
Oh.
Oh, man. Shit.
What do you do if that leaks?
Fuck, man. After you got your ass whooped by the training?
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Yeah, then you Chester Bennington that shit after that shit.
Dang.
Man.
So his life actually could get worse.
Well, I mean, he didn't really have a career anymore, right?
No, but he could have got beat down by a tranny.
He could have got his ass whooped by a tranny. He could have tried to throw hands with the tranny, and the tranny... Look, if you look at that picture, that chick's bigger than him.
Yeah.
And it
look
used to be
hand.
A dude,
look
so...
Look at that hand.
Look at that, dude.
The hand would choke the life
those
out
are like
of that
10-ounce gloves right there. She's going to put paws on you like that, too, stomp you out, and then film it. I think you just do the haymaker. You just try to duff her out real quick on the knockout game.
You're
type
like, hey,
shit. Sucker punch shit.
Putting your hand in your pocket like I'm trying to get the money.
<pay her>.
and then just come out of fucking left field with the fucking overhand right, and hopefully it hits.
The most heat rock you have, everything you got in it, just praying like you land that shit. You swing and miss. She slips you, encounters you.
That Rashad Evans, Rashad Evans, Chuck Liddell overhand.
That's it.
Fucking
that's all you got. You know, you give it everything you got, and then let the chips fall where they may. God damn, Bobby Valentino. God damn. Sucks for you.
I seen a dude make out with a tranny once when I worked at Flux.
And he knew it was a tranny?
No. Like, so, you know, you work security, so you're sober. So we're sitting there, me and my security lead, and we're watching this dude, and we're like, hey, is that guy making out with a dude? And we watch him just go at a dude. Like, they're just, you know, for fucking 5 or 10 minutes, right? So the lights are starting to come on.
You knew it was a tranny just because she used to work there?
No,
or
I just...
she's been there a lot?
No, you just can look.
You knew?
Right, you see the Adam's apple and the fucking chin and the shoulders.
So you knew he should know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm like, what should we tell this dude? And he's like, I think so, man. So the lights start coming on. The dude goes to the bathroom, and we corner him. And we're like, hey, dude, I'm not trying
to get... You guys are real Superman in there right
now. Not trying to get in your personal business and all, man. Maybe, you know, maybe you're into that, but... I think you should take a double, you know, like a double check on that thing you're making out with, because, you know, it's Adam's apple, broad shoulders.
Everything
like,
ain't what it seems, motherfucker.
You know, and he's just like quiet, and then he goes out there and he looks and he just fucking throws up.
He threw up.
Yep, threw up all over the fucking ground, bolted.
Embarrassed, huh?
Yeah.
Did he pay his tab?
I'm sure. I don't think they had a tab open, but that motherfucker dipped out. Saw that, realized it all fucking clicked. The alcohol fucking haze went away, and just saw that he was making out with a fucking dude.
Was a tranny wondering where he went?
I think that's probably happened to her before.
More than likely, you know?
Occupational hazard.
Just getting stood up.
But I was like, fuck, how did this...
make out?
How did this dude not know? And then I think to myself, have I ever made out with a tranny? I don't think so.
I think what happens is you know, you figure it out, and maybe you just, you just don't care, or you want to pretend, you want to play like you're like fucking
this
don't
chick,
know.
This chick was really into me?
Yeah, and you're like, oh, well, you know, I'll play it off, you know, I'll act like I didn't know, but I'm kind of in a weird way, I'm into it, so now you start questioning yourself, why am I into it? But you kind of are. You look around, you see who's watching. You motherfuckers are circling around like vultures. That should have been his first cue.
His people just looking at you laughing.
You know, like he's the only person making out with a bitch at the time. Like, why is everybody looking at me?
They jealous.
Yep. Look at these haters. You know that's what he was saying in his head.
Look at the way
look
she's
at these haters.
Look at the way she's holding me with this grip. She's into it. And it's like, no, dog. She just got grip strength because she's a dude.
Damn. That was at Flux?
Yeah.
Damn. So beware when you go to Flux.
Dude, yeah, we had this doorman, man. I don't know what the fuck. Like, I went out there one time and talked to the other doorman, Kevin, who's my homie, and I was like, hey, why the fuck is this dude Will always let the trannies in? He goes, I don't know, dude. I think he had a secret thing for trannies.
He was progressive. He was ahead of his time. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the trannies. If that's your thing, that's your thing. But here's the
thing. They wouldn't let Suge Knight in, but they let trannies in.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Suge Knight.
Oh, yeah, he got popped again.
He's fucked again, huh?
Yeah.
I was reading some shit. What happened to him now?
He got indicted for fucking threatening to kill that dude that
in prison,
made the movie.
Didn't he? Yeah.
The dude that directed Friday and the dude that directed, was it F. Gary Gray? I think it's his name. Yeah. He got him fucking indicted for fucking threatening to kill that fool.
We'll probably save all this shit. But I talked about the Defiant Ones. Have you seen that shit?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
On HBO?
I saw like...
Do you guys have HBO?
Yeah, I saw like 5 minutes of the first God, episode where he did the fucking track for John Lennon.
Yes. 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 He's not even an engineer. He just sits down and just starts, you know, fucking working the boards for him. You have to. I swear you have to watch this shit. There's 4 episodes. They're like an hour and a half each. The last episode, they bring M in. They get to the part where Eminem's there and shit.
Back when M was just a wild motherfucker.
They talk about how they met and how, you know, their first studio sessions, but they go deep into everything, how Beats headphones came about, how Dr. Dre almost fucked
when
up
him
the
and Tyrese
deal.
Got all fucking liquored up. Like, I'm a billionaire bitch. And it's like, yeah.
And I was thinking, what's Tyrese talking about? You ain't the billionaire, motherfucker. You're over here, you know.
You're still living off
fondling Dre's dick.
Yeah, you're still. You're
he's
still,
getting paid, not you.
Yeah, you're still living off fucking Fast and the Furious money from fucking 10 years ago.
Yeah, he's the billionaire. You ain't the fucking billionaire, homie. Simmer the fuck down. Yeah. You gotta check that shit out. That's fucking well worth the watch. It's a lot like the NWA movie. But they go back and forth between Iovine and then the worlds collide and how everything comes apart.
Because Interscope had all kinds of shit over there, dude. They had fucking Nine Inch Nails and...
Nine Inch Nails, No Doubt.
No Doubt was on there.
Marilyn Manson. Mm-hmm. Nine Inch Nails, the dude from there, I forget,
Trent Reznor.
Reznor brings in a guy named Marilyn Manson. And then that's the whole thing. But even after that, so that and after all that shit falls apart with Death Row and shit, and then they create Aftermath... You remember those first couple Aftermath?
That
remember
first that Aftermath album?
Dre talks about it. He says the worst thing ever. Yeah.
East Coast Killer, West Coast Killer.
And then after that, what came? The Firm. And that shit flopped.
Yeah.
So they talk about how he's all of a sudden putting out these flops, you know, to start. And he was, you know, on this downslide. And then they go over, you know, he obviously finds Eminem. They find 50 Cent. You know, that whole thing. But then they go into Interscope, goes into Black Eyed Peas, all sorts of motherfuckers, man. Anybody who's anybody in the early 2000s, Timbaland, and remember that chick that he was with, Nelly Furtado?
Damn, all that shit, huh?
All of that shit. And the crazy thing is the first person that Interscope
ever... And then Gwen
ever
Stefani went off and Gwen she was... Stefani, yeah. Because she went out of No Doubt.
Pharrell.
Yeah, Pharrell.
No. All those motherfuckers were signed to Interscope. He was running this shit. But do you know the very first person that Jimmy Iovine ever signed? Do you know that? Who it was?
It's probably a rock band, right?
Rico Suave. That was the first motherfucker he ever signed. It was Rico fucking Suave.
Isn't that dude like an exec or something like that over there?
I don't know what the fuck he is. I didn't even know he's still around. But... they go through all that shit.
Dude, you remember that fucking early 2000s fucking Dre, G-Unit, 50 Cent, Eminem?
They ran the world. They ran the world.
That was like everything they dropped was
they
hot.
They ended careers. They ended Murder, Inc., dog. They ended Ja Rule, who was making mad hits with Jennifer Lopez and shit.
Yeah.
They ended careers. They were so fucking dope.
I remember they were playing the diss tracks on the radio.
On the radio, man. Yeah.
Like when shit hits the fan. What do you know? Like that song was on there, and they did the Hail Mary fucking remix.
They wouldn't.
That
stop.
Was on the radio.
They wouldn't stop, dude. When Amgo went in on that ass, he just went on that ass, and he ended the career. Benzino, he brought down the Source magazine single-handedly. Yeah. The Source was the biggest thing to win the Source Awards. I was watching it with the old lady. She had no idea about how the East-West Coast beef started at the Source Awards.
Really?
That's how big the Source was. And then remember when, obviously, we've made reference to it on the podcast a couple times. You don't want your
Suge and Diddy and
being all up in the video. And then right after that, they were saying in the crowd like shit was about to pop off. And then Snoop got an
Snoop
award.
Snoop went up there and kind of calmed it down.
Oh, you don't got love for you don't got love for Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
And then the East Coast don't got love for Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Swing, didn't he have
well, let it be known then. Yeah. And then he walks off. That was the start of the East Coast, West Coast beef. That was at the Source Awards. That's how big the Source was. And then only like 4 years later, 5 years later, Eminem brings it all to a fucking screeching halt by just shitting all over Benzino on wax.
You know what's a dope song? Is what are you gonna do when shit hits fan? Was it that one or the one with DMX? What was the one with DMX? Die, motherfucking die.
Yeah, that was on Cradle to the Grave soundtrack.
Yeah,
that's one of my favorite M tracks of all time. I came out to a kickboxing match on that. What was the name of that shit?
It was an Obi Trice song, right?
It was Obi Trice, Eminem, DMX. It was on Cradle to the Grave. Eminem, DMX, Obi.
Go to sleep.
Die, motherfucker, die. Close your eyes. Go to sleep, bitch. Pop,
they even have Busta Rhymes in there fucking doing diss tracks to them, too.
All that, because Busta Rhymes was briefly signed by Aftermath Records. He came out with one album, I think.
Yeah.
Rakim was signed to Aftermath Records, but never put out an album. They cited creative differences, but basically...
He was on that one song with Dre.
If you see, like, how crazy these...
Yeah.
Remember this shit. I ain't gonna eat, I ain't gonna breathe, or sleep in the dirt. This is the hardest shit, man. Tell me this didn't make you want to punch puppies in the face, dog.
This shit. Walking around kicking babies and shit.
Just fucking everybody up. Fucking slapping the shit out of the elderly. God damn, that shit was the hardest shit ever, man. God. But yeah, you gotta check that shit out, man.
Back when DMX was not on
crack. Well, he probably
was
on crack, but it hadn't like taken a hold yet. Hadn't like dominated him.
Didn't the Rough? I think the Rough Riders were on Interscope, weren't they? No, they were on Def Jam.
Yeah, you know, Paul Rosenberg just took over Def Jam like two weeks ago.
Yeah, he's a fucking Def Jam guy.
Ain't that crazy?
Yeah.
Fucking Rosenberg. They had, you know, what was the best part about that? Defiant Ones is they have one of the dudes is Steve Berman.
I love those skits.
Well, old lady didn't recognize. I was like, "That's the dude that's on the Eminem skits." And she's like, "Oh yeah, like,
I can't. You can't rap about homosexuals and Vicodin.
Yeah. How am I gonna sell this?
Hey, Em, it's Paul. Dre, give me a copy of the new album.
Fuck, we're so fucked. We told you not to take your gun. I told you leave the gun at home." That was the golden era. That was the golden fucking era of.
They don't even do skits anymore on albums, do they?
They do. Some do.
But like Dre and Snoop, they all had all the good fucking.
That Compton album, they had those like skits that all play into the whole thing. But they show him. They show him making that.
What do you want to be when you grow? I want to be a motherfucking hustler. Yeah.
They go into all that shit, and they show the making of the Compton album and shit. Parts of it when he's like recording it and shit. Dude, and then they're moguls. You know that they have Iovine and Andre Hall at USC. They have a fucking
music department,
program now. Their own building and shit where music is taught and all this sort of shit at University of Southern California. This shit's crazy. These dudes are balling hard right now. Two of the biggest hip hop dudes probably ever. I don't know who's done more for hip hop than Dre and Jimmy. I mean, goddamn.
No, because I mean, you could argue like Russell Simmons and all that because that's kind of how it started evolving and stuff like that. But if you look at like where it's at now,
I guess the start always does that. But when you take it from there to here, the leap is a lot further. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But always the person who started it is going to get the most credit, rightfully so. But
it's just hard now because music is not as popular as it was. So it's like you don't have.
They show like. When Steve Jobs first came out with the iPod, Jimmy starts meeting with them and is like, yo, you know, and they start hooking up on their ideas and start figuring out. It was Jimmy Iovine's idea to first start streaming music.
Doesn't Dre have his own
all that.
Beats, like, radio station thing, like, where he does his own?
Yep. They also sold that shit. They're Apple Music now. They sold all that shit to, like, Apple Music.
Does he still do his radio show, though?
I think so. I don't know. I've never actually listened to it.
I'd be curious to see how that is.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want another album, man. I don't give a fuck if you're 60 years old, dude. You come out with that last shit. You remember when that album came out?
Yeah.
And I fucking told you, and you're like, "Don't bullshit."
No, we got high and listened to it in your room.
Yeah, but when I was telling you that it was Flames before you even heard it,
yeah,
you're like, "Don't bullshit me, man." Like, I'm like, this shit.
It was
hot.
Like
hot.
Yeah,
this shit is hard as fuck. Yeah. This thing is everything you wanted it to be. Trust me on this shit. It was epic. This shit sounds epic. You know, there's people, even when I was at work and shit, that never heard of this album. Didn't even know it came out. Like, most people don't know that he came out with an album called Compton. You know why? Because they assumed that it was a soundtrack to the movie. And it's not a soundtrack to the movie. It's a fucking album that was inspired by the movie. And then his whole coming up and shit. I mean, it is fucking dope. You got to go listen to that shit. Watch The Defiant.
But you just never see, like, dudes blow up. Like, remember when 50 came out? 50 just blew the fuck up. And then M, like... just was fucking huge. And then M goes away for 8 years and comes back and fucking is huge. Like, it was crazy. And then, like, the whole G-Unit thing went up. And then fucking...
G-Unit was huge.
Game was pretty big.
Egos. Egos brought that shit to a screeching halt. Oh, that was another one.
Jimmy on the Aftermath. Yeah, he even said, Jimmy came up to me and he's like, dude, you guys fucked up so much money.
Who said that?
Jimmy Iovine told Game.
Oh, yeah.
Even 50 fucked up so much money.
Yeah. Just fucking egos, man. And the thing was is that 50 wrote a lot of that first album, the documentary. All the hits he did.
Yeah.
You know? But he's put out dope-ass albums since then. He's had some stinkers, too. But he's dope, man.
That one from that one track that he just on his last one with the remake of... from Belly?
Yeah. On the second disc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit was
I didn't like the first disc very much.
No.
It was more poppy shit, mm-hmm. but the second disc is hard, dog. Yeah. Hard shit. That game shit. What was it, Documentary 2.0 or some shit like that? Yeah, and then he did another one, actually, that came out after that, which is, like, remakes of old songs, which is fucking sick, too. There's some bangers on there. Goddamn. Well,
you think M's going to come with a new album?
Yeah, I think M's going to come with a new album. So, if Dre can do one at 50, he can do one at goddamn 40. And Jay-Z just came out with a new fucking album, so that no one hears because it's on that Tidal bullshit. And I ain't paying to listen to that bullshit.
Jay-Z still makes music?
He just put out some shit called 444 or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it ain't a sport. Yeah. You can keep rapping as long as you're still making dope music. That's what I say.
Yeah. Let's see LL Cool J come with another one, too,
man,
I bet.
Nah, he was all into those Ho songs, man. He was dope back in the day, though. My first album I ever bought was Phenomenon. Something like a phenomena. Shit. Goddamn, man. We killed it. I got all these. We still got mad topics, but I'm going to save that. You know I want to get into this hobby horse competition.
Stay tuned for that.
Hobby horse competition. I got some heat rocks. We're just going to save all these shits. We'll do another show. I'm going to try to do one in the middle of the week for the NFL preview. We'll get Whiskey back next fucking week. We avoided disaster by having this shit almost shit on us right now. I thought it wasn't recording for a while, but I think we're good.
Don't be a slave. Make sure you save.
I save. Yep. So Whiskey Sick Podcast, episode number motherfucking 15. I'm Seth Gecko, a.k.a. Moody Hank. This motherfucker is...
Peasky Whiskey.
Out. One day, I'll be on some other shit. One day, I'll be gone, you know, just wait by me. One day, someday soon, someday, I'm there. No hands on the wheel, gonna grab that hand, that glass, that cash, that we get low. We get low, zone that, roll down both windows, now we get blow. But two bad bitches, I'll rob the streets, and soon that bitch is like, nah, leave. Two bad bitches, have that seat, gas, sit fast, switch that shit to disc, you skipped it. If you wonder why they call you bitch, then it's too late, cause check out time. Ain't hard to find, but you can't see me, last seen on 15 Flea, now shit seems like it's gotten real. What if, so what now, so what if we somehow creeped in the back, kicked in the door, what's beef when you ask to get on floor? Gasoline dreams and lit maps, sped up before, minutes that we had that sold our souls for 15. One for the getaway, three for the show, packing the Mac with a bean in the back of the box, that be on lean, we're blasting Trump music. Dead in the middle, I fiddle those triple D's, little did we know when to put up these 50 G's. Hell's hot and dark and sun's out, dawn, you somehow look through my eyes, see what I see, don't blink, you might need the time that took someday. These rhymes in the hook for the getaway. One day, I'll be on some other shit, on some other shit, on some other shit. One day, I'll be gone, you know, just wait by me. One day, someday, soon, someday, I'm there. One day, I'll be on some other shit, on some other shit, on some other shit. One day, I'll be gone, you know, just wait by me. One day, someday, soon, someday, I'm there. No matter where I go, always come back to that place that I know. I can always name the clouds, the rock, but the sky's still great, but I'm on my way. And I wouldn't change a thing, not a fucking thing. Come here, I'm going low, ducking me, I ain't know. Ain't no fun if the homies can't have none, hands up, ransom, hand me down. Express play, they hit random, found a hidden track. Isn't that the blueprint? Sounds like some new shit, now I can prove that. Late at night, the song cries, late awake, it's all eyes. On next episode where we all die, stop, drop, you open up shop, now change shit, some ain't shit. No need for the ether, you got yourself a gun to your head. You're so full of that one mic in the right, that's all she said. The world is yours and all around. Shook once, but stand for the twos to break free and lose themselves in the music. Fell to protect your neck, the fool you fell. Head over heels for that hoe with a housewife, answer that door. Sorry, Miss Jackson, I see that you bored, but you got a husband who loves you. Boo. No matter where I go, always come back to that place that I know. I can always lay with clouds, the rubber skies to break, but I'm on my way. And I wouldn't change a thing, not a fucking thing. One day, I'll be awesome. One day, I'll be awesome. One day, someday, soon, someday, I may boom.